Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the latest United We Stand podcast brought to you by Red Army Bet, a betting site with a difference. Not only are we offering the best available odds on a United win, we've also got exclusive special bets created by Reds. And as we share half our net profits with the United supporters community, no matter what, the fans can always end up winning. Check out our website, redarmybet.com, or download the app.
Welcome to the latest United We Stand podcast. It's the FA Cup, fourth round, we're away at Yeovil. Somewhere we haven't probably been too many times in our history, but we were here a couple of years ago. Friday night game, which has gone down pretty well. Buses in full swing. Absolute bastard of a journey. We left at 1. It's now currently 7 o'clock and we're still about, well, sat-nav's telling us we're about an hour away. So a bit of a torturous journey. But people have amused themselves as they often do. And the team's just been announced. A lot of people excited that Sanchez is making his United debut. It's a bit of a strong enough side, but it's certainly not full strength. But everyone's buzzing that they'll see the new signing. So those who've taken off at least half a day's work, or rang in sick, or skived off, or done whatever they do, at least they've got something to show for that. So just have a chinwag with a couple of the lads. You all right, Rick?
Yeah, I'm looking for a coat.
You're looking for your coat.
You look at one of these racks here.
Yeah. What do you want your coat for? You're inside.
Everyone's got a black coat, so I don't know which one's mine.
Well, why do you want your coat when you're inside?
I'm trying to stump my coat. My scarf near it. Anyway,
you got a scarf with you. Hey, how are you?
What do you want to ask me?
I don't want to ask you anything. I was just asking you what you were doing.
Oh, okay. I'm all right. I'm just trying to stuff my coat.
You're looking forward to the game.
I am actually. FA Cup round 4. This is my first ever FA Cup round 4.
Is it really?
Away, I think it is actually.
Breaking your FA Cup round 4 duck.
I'm trying to think of any. Well, I've not been to that many FA Cup round 4s away.
Yeah. So you're making history tonight then?
I think so. Yeah. I went to Derby. That was third round.
Was it? Well, this round, this year.
Yeah.
And that was at home then?
I can't think of an away.
Can't be talking to him any longer. Just one question for you. Have you thought of, have we got any Sanchez gear for the new mag?
Oh, are you doing covers again now, are you?
Well, it's the only thing I can find interesting to talk to you about.
Why do I never get like, I always get cover shit. What's my favourite Yeovil memory?
Well, I might come to that in a bit. Well, I don't think you've ever, but you've probably told me you've never.
I've never been to Yeovil.
Exactly.
It's not the point.
We'll come with Yeovil memories in a bit. Have you got a cover for us or not?
For the next one, or this one?
The next one. Are you doing a Sanchez one?
I might do the Leeds patch.
The Leeds patch? That went down the tree, didn't it?
I'm sure I could do something with that.
Were you guilty of any of those that were floating around?
I've done one yesterday. Yeah,
I think I did see that one.
The Beatles one.
Yes. There was some. I don't quite know what went through Leeds' mind when they put that out there yesterday, but that was quite incredible. I did see yours, Jeremy. You absolute bastard. Anyway. Matty, how are you?
How are you, mate? You all right?
Good, thank you. Look forward to again?
I am, yeah, yeah.
You were here last time?
Yeah. If you remember, when we stopped at that social club on the way down, I won the Monkey Bus Darts Tournament and was jointly named Monkey Bus Personality of the Year.
Right.
That year.
Very good.
So that's my Yeovil memory.
Being the personality of this bus is absolutely nothing to be proud of. Judging by the dickheads that are on here today.
I know, yeah, there's a few. I am looking forward to tonight. It's obviously Sanchez being in the starting 11's made it, hasn't it? I think it's a massive side. It's a bit of a game changer. Someone in the final third of truly established world class quality. So it's a massive signing for us, and it's I'm looking forward to it.
Most realistic chance of a trophy, innit, if we're being honest.
Absolutely, yeah. I think we're huge outsiders for the Champions League. Obviously, we can't win the League Cup. We can't win the league. So everything's got to go into this. Top four's important. I get that, but for fans, it's all about winning the trophy, and that's why tonight and trying to win this trophy is everything that we're going for.
I'm actually very, there's a lot to be proud of about why you're a United fan and all this kind of stuff, but I'm really proud of the fact that we're still a club that where winning a trophy matters over finishing in the top four.
Well, that's the thing, and you ask any United fan what better memories do they have, Van Gaal's first season at United or Mourinho's first season at United? Because Van Gaal's we ended top four and won nothing. Mourinho's we ended six, had a pretty fucking grim league campaign in the main, but we won two trophies, and that's...
And we had more than 15 shots in the whole season.
Well, yeah, there's that as well, but that's the thing, and it is... Of course, everyone wants to be in the Champions League, but these people that view, you know, finishing third, fourth, above winning a trophy... I was thinking, though, it's about, you know, kind of being there as well, like... Who on earth remembers beating Burnley 2-0 at home to cement third place? It's about fucking moments, it's about winning trophies, and that's why we've got to go for it tonight, we've got to go for it for the rest of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the Gettysburg address, that. Ned, how are you? What are you planning to do on your day off tomorrow?
I'm thinking the Grove, to be honest with you. I would imagine so, yeah. I'm thinking the Grove or something like that, but I won't be getting up till 7 or 8 o'clock or something like that.
At this rate, we might not be getting home until 7 or 8 o'clock.
It's been a fucking torturous journey, hasn't it? But, and I'm already slightly behind. I mean, I was out last night with Jodie.
No one wants to know this.
I know.
You wanted to know.
I know, I just asked what you were going to do with your weekend. It's as simple as that.
No, he asked you because he's your friend. No one wants to know.
Anyway,
can we get back to the game and stuff? Are you looking forward to the match? And are you glad it's Friday night?
I love the fact it's Friday night, and mate, we've spent 11 hours getting here or whatever it is. I can't wait for the match now. It's
it's like the Lord of the Rings, this journey.
It is, isn't it? It literally never ends. It's one of those. Last time we come, like you say, we had the pub stop on the way and
Sunday,
all that.
Well, we were meant to be going back to that working men's club in Yeovil, right? If Seb from the Stand fans in, he's a good lad, he's a Yeovil fan. He pointed us there last time, and if you remember, we went there, we had a good hour. It was a proper old pub, you know, dartboard and all that, proper working men's gap.
No, I won the darts. No, I won the darts. But
anyway,
do you know what, Steve?
Hang on one sec.
It took us...
Sam, will you shut up a minute while I'm doing this?
It took us two hours to get to Manchester Airport. I mean, that is...
Just back on the last year thing, if you didn't remember when we were last here. So anyway, we arranged to go back. So Blackie'd called, we got the number of the guy. We've obviously had to phone him up to apologise for the fact. We told him we'd be there at like 5:05.
How were we ever going to be there at 5:30?
Well, here's the best bit. The guy came, he said, I've made 140 butties. So he's made all of these butties. So we've just said to him, if he brings them to the ground, we'll put them on the bus.
Yeah. They go well, don't they?
Well, he was buzzing because he thought, I'm going to have 50 lads here who are going to spend probably best part of 40, 50 quid each in the space of 2 hours, and I'm going to be at a...
It's
going to pay, keep me going until the summer, you know.
We left at least an hour later than we should have done, I reckon.
We left Manchester about 6:15.
Yeah. Have
you seen the side?
Yeah, I would go with that. Do you know what? Sanchez playing is the best thing. I can't... Do you know, I was listening the other day to... The ones that the sellers do and all that, the podcasts, and there's a couple of things that John Ashton said about it's going to give the club a lift, and I completely agree with that. We needed something. Mourinho looked like he needed a transfer window. He looked like he needed a big signing, and ever since it's happened, that stuff about the orange and that's classic Mourinho. and he needed something like that. And John said that the whole club needed a lift. And the other thing about the sellers was, you didn't have a mince pie until the 26th of December. You've never had a mince pie in your life. No. And you were disgusted by
it,
weren't you?
Yeah, it was repulsive.
Because we talked about them last year.
Stuart Edwards made me buy into one, and it was the worst thing. It was the worst thing I've ever eaten. And coming from Austin, I've eaten some bad things in my time.
Do you know what, mate? I'll cook you something.
You're all right. Put mushy peas on toast. Yeah, that's right. I've heard the Blakely Fire Station cancels or leave when you cook. How are you, Tomo?
Good, mate. Yeah, very good. I've got some good memories of Yeovil, because I actually used to live down in Bath.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I had a girlfriend who lived in Glastonbury, and the nearest cinema was Yeovil, so we used to go to the cinema quite a lot. And then it was a lovely attack.
That's all right, lad.
It was brilliant. And then we went. Yeah, no, hold on. There was an Italian restaurant. There's an Italian restaurant, it's really good. But then it turned into the club Industrial Dawn. Suddenly all the lights went off and all the waiters and cooks started singing some weird song and dancing around. It was the weirdest. Lovely lasagna, but it wasn't in a tin.
Is it weird?
Yes, yeah, weird.
It sounds weird, doesn't it?
It's the whole. To be honest, the whole of this part of Somerset is special.
That works.
Sorry to all the people from Somerset who listen, but it's very special.
There is a big Somerset brand, so you've just offended a significant...
No, there's some good bits of it. There's some really good bits of it, but there's some special bits of it.
So what was it? Was it one of these like Odeon jobs or one of these one-screen cinemas?
No, it was a proper Odeon job.
Yeah, back row.
Yes, yeah, heavy petting. Yeah, went to watch Starsky and Hutch.
Right, so you went to watch Starsky and Hutch in a cinema in Yeovil. That sounds like the end of time to me.
How do we get the time of day?
You know? It was like Shaun of the Dead or something afterwards. So I've been to Yeovil quite a lot. In fact,
sounds like a wedding reception I went to last March. That.
By chance, that was mine. Actually, just realised. Yeah, wonderful man.
Just more food.
I actually think we're by the ground now.
We're just pulling up.
This is like an incredible journey. I feel emotional. I actually feel emotional.
We have actually done all right to get here. We've talked about Sanchez, Mourinho signing an extension. Oh, what a brilliant bit of news! A flick of the V's to everybody who thought it had ended tears, to quote a famous ex-footballer, now Sky pundit.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you can see he's got that fire back. You can see he's won a battle. So something was going on behind the scenes. Because as you said many times in this podcast, he just looked like he didn't want to be here. He just looked miserable, falling out of love with football. He now looks like football's the best thing ever. Yeah. And let's all... No one. We've talked about Sanchez, but no one talks about his dogs, because they're the two big signings we've had this season.
I think it was the signing that's done it. He signed only a couple of days later, the contract, and I do think he's got everything back. It was that sort of thing that was bugging him. He was miserable.
I think United have been crying out for stability. Now I've been pro Mourinho. I wanted Mourinho to replace Ferguson. I've been pro Mourinho since he came in. But whether you were pro or not sure on Mourinho, I think last year United made the commitment.
I'll say something.
Once they got him in, they had to stick with him, back him no matter what, because we need stability.
And I need to interrupt you, because otherwise you'll go on for an hour. But what I'll say is, read his statement about him signing a contract, and that as a Manchester United manager, compared to Moyes' statements.
Of course he is, but he's always been that. He's been born to manage the club, but we need stability now. We need a man that's going to not just buy his own players, not win the league a couple of years later, go, we need a man that's going to...
He has been too miserable.
I think he's a miserable fucker, full stop, and I don't think that's going to change too much.
He's charming as well. There is, I think you mentioned that thing about
leaving people. Did you go to
Sleater with
him or something?
Oh, mate, I wish I would.
Just on this, though, the fact that he signed an extension, for me, finally puts the Ferguson era in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. We've now moved on. We've now got, you know, he's obviously the first manager to sign an extension since Fergie's left. I do feel like we have moved on now. We are where we are. He's getting towards his team. He's now got the license to build his own team.
Someone said to me, who didn't support United, In fact, he was an ex-footballer as well, and he actually said to me quietly, he's actually building a very, very good squad.
Of course he is, because he's going to take time, because he's only building, you know, rather than building, buying sort of 7-10 players a year, he's buying 3-4 players, but
he's still on 7 players, isn't he? 7 players compared to 17.
The thing I was interviewed on someone else's podcast yesterday, and I made the comment, and it was, you know, as you know, I often like to just get my own sort of point across it about United in a subtle way, but I made the point that I think United, along with City, are the two best managed football clubs in the country.
Yeah, it's difficult to argue that. I think our signings haven't been brilliant, but we've done brilliant, and some of the signings he has brought out of the bag have been excellent. And but the future's bright. You can't look at United now and think that the future's anything other than bright, and there's a lot of good signs ahead for us.
Yeah. Thing is, I think City are one of those clubs, though, that they're great when the sun's shining and all that. Guardiola's a manager like
see their
that. Like,
they see their arses. When he lost to Liverpool, you could see it.
I was going to say, and he did it even with Nathan Redmond and all that. Anything slightly adverse and he's all over the place.
Not right, yeah, I agree on that.
He will lose the plot one day. He absolutely is on the edge all the time. And
thoughts on tonight in terms of score?
Do you know what it's going to be? I'd like to say something more exciting, but I think it'll be a comfortable 2-0 win. And Steve, I'm on farm late. Right, so the country's after the game. Which pick did I leave it at now? Oh yeah, sorry. Oh yeah, Steve, this is how good I've been. 2-0 win, comfortable. And also, you'll never notice a break. I predicted Mark Allen would win the Masters.
Just give me a fucking prediction for the match. That's all I asked you for. It's not fucking Soccer Saturday.
I will. What else did I predict? I predicted.
Just give me a score.
2-0.
3. Nil.
United.
Us, yeah.
Tomo?
1-0, United.
I'm going to go and see
what's... Well, no, you see that team? Have you actually seen it?
The fact that he's picked United wins a bit of a... Sam, how are you, mate?
You're not so bad yourself.
Absolutely trousered, you look.
Not so bad.
Yeah?
Not too bad.
You look slightly better than you did that Southampton.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah, I give you that.
Are you in the seats or stood up tonight?
Yeah, I think we're in the seats on the shelter bit.
All right, you've gone
yeah,
cold,
right? Yeah, the tourist tickets, yeah.
Have you seen the team?
I've not seen the scene, but I've heard Alexis is starting, so I don't know what is surrounding him or...
Carrick's playing his captain, which is interesting, because I didn't think we'd ever see him again.
No, to be fair, I thought he sort of hung his boots up when all the announcement came out.
It's a reasonable
It's good to see him out there.
We should win, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I mean, they're struggling in League 2, aren't they? Probably, you know, they might go down into outside the Football League, but, you know, yeah... It should be an easy fixture into the next round.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. These things have obviously come back to bite us on the arse before now, aren't they?
So. Good man. Cheers, Sam. That was absolutely amazing.
Is he any better than Southampton?
Exactly. Nothing. It was very good, mate. Thank you. We're just getting off the bus. He actually did well to string more than two worse. I want to try and find Blackie. Because last time we were here, we had a bit of trouble with the coach, and I'm convinced I might have the ground wrong, but I'm going to go and see. But I'm sure he got called out at half time. Blackie, all right?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Tell me, I might be wrong here, but last time we were here, hi Brendan, last time we were here, didn't you get the Tannoy announcement over the can Steve Black please?
Yeah. The worrying factor was that we knew where the coach was parked and we'd seen some smoke.
Yeah, there was a fire, wasn't
there? Yeah, we thought actually the coach was on fire, which it's not wouldn't be the first time, would it? So, yeah. But it wasn't.
I've grown out of all of that.
Yeah, yeah. I've started wearing two shoes again that I care about. So it was Kenny.
An episode,
yeah,
like he does.
So yeah, so I had to go and get him.
All right.
It's a shame because normally you can use that sort of thing to get into a ground if you've not got a ticket, actually to miss part of it for half time. But it done remarkably well to get it on time.
Yeah,
we
have. It's been. I was just telling the story. We've left a bloke with 140 butties somewhere, haven't we?
Yeah, unfortunately we have. And I did say to him, if he wanted to get to the ground, would take them off him for him and sort it all out, but he didn't want to. So, you know, 140 butties. You know, I'd ordered them, so it was all alfalfa sprouts and falafel. So,
yeah, you don't want a vegetarian doing the butty order. That's for sure. Where are you on? Are you pleased with Sanchez and pleased with Mourinho's contract?
I think I'm delighted at Mourinho's contract. I think it's brilliant. And Sanchez, I think he gives us a boost that we needed, and gives us another player who's outstanding and gives us a leader on the pitch. I think it's something nice and something different, and I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
Yeah
definitely.
See you in a bit. Go and grab I thought I'll come and get you pre-match for once, so I
didn't ask.
Well done on predicting the Super Bowl.
Pardon?
You predicted the Super Bowl.
I did, mate. Yeah, right. I did. I called it right.
It's
Patriots winning.
Yeah. Am I all right?
Oh, all right, yeah.
Hey, Steve,
who's going to win the Six Nations this year?
Denmark.
Denmark, like a good shout, yeah.
He's fuming.
You've got a chance. How's your journey up here?
Down.
Wait, what's that? Down.
We left at one and we've just arrived.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
And that was without a stop. We had a booze stop planned, but
you should have got on Mostonians.
Did you get it early?
Yeah.
Well, you must have missed the smash then on the M6.
No, we went on alternative routes down the back alleys of Holmes Chapel and all that.
Yeah, we did that, but by the time we were doing that, everybody else was.
So. All right, fair.
We're trying new boys at Newcastle. I don't know where we're
about. Don't get lost that day, mate. You know.
Looking forward to the game. Good, Sanchez making his debut.
Yeah. It's happy days, isn't it? Is he up front? Is he? Is he starting?
He's starting. Carrick's playing, McTominay's playing, Sanchez is playing, Matta's playing, I think.
Herrera. Oh, God.
Damien's playing as well, so overs.
We've just gone to that level, aren't we? I only hope tonight we see Gomez get 20 minutes. That's all I want to see. Even if it's 2-0 to United or it's 0-0, whatever, get him on, get him to taste a bit of football again.
I'd edit all we want a replay so we get another day to Salamanca, which I obviously do not want because it's been murder.
Surely a replay against Jovers on par with Owen against Barnet in the League Cup third round.
You've
had a mare selling mags this
not been that.
January. No.
Give me a score prediction.
4-0 United, 2 goals for the header.
6-0, I reckon.
You expecting a debut goal?
Yeah. 2 by Herrera, 2 by Sanchez.
Yeah, 2 Sanchez.
See you later, boys. How are you doing, Neil?
Are you alright?
Yeah, you good?
Yeah. Right. Never got here, yeah.
Tough journey now.
Oh, fucking hell, mate. Yeah.
It's been an alright week, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Not manage a new deal.
Yeah.
New
best
signing.
Best manager in the world, mate, I think. He will bring this club back to its former glories, if you can call it a former glory. Well, it's been a couple of years, isn't it?
You can tell what he's building, kind of. So can everybody else, and that's why they're always first to get on his back.
So. Yeah, of course so, yeah.
What do you think tonight?
I don't want to be easy, but you know, should have enough on the pitch, shouldn't we? Christ, if we can't. But I think he's taking a tiny risk because if it does go wrong, but if it was at home, then yeah, but away from home, but you know.
Do you reckon he's gone too light?
Probably not, no, to be fair. Thinking about it, no, he hasn't, has he? He's probably, 10 internationals on the team, isn't there? So,
exactly.
Nicely Michael Carrick playing as well.
So. I think without Spurs on the Wednesday night, that's different
scenario. Yeah, well, that's, yeah. I mean, but we can't afford to lose tonight.
Give me a score.
2-0 again, I think.
Miles, how are you, mate?
How are you doing, Ballo?
Yeah,
right?
Good. You look forward to the game?
Yeah, I am, mate. Yeah. Fucking excited with Sanchez.
Have you had any ticket dramas this time?
No. She's not fucking putting me in bin. She threatened to when they came through post.
Did you, right? He's missed his
ticket. One of them was mine.
Oh, is it right? Fucking hell.
But fucking hell. Yeah. At least she's not putting me in bin. She did threaten to, but one of them, innit?
You looking forward to seeing our new signing?
Fucking right, I am.
Good move, that, innit?
For free? A swap. He wasn't doing well for us, Mkhitaryan.
It's a great bit of business.
Oh yeah, especially when everyone's talking about how much his fucking wages are. That's the best fucking bit, innit?
Exactly. How long how did you get down? Bus, car, train?
Came in car. We're staying overnight.
Oh, are you staying in Yeovil?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. What delights have you got in store later on?
Unbelievable. Nightclub. We're fucking on it. Looking at the birds in town centre, we're fucking
so
laughing.
What time did you get to Yeovil?
About 4 o'clock it was.
Okay, so have you been out and about for a couple of hours?
We've had a few hours in town, looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can't see that ending well. I'll keep an eye on your Twitter profile for tomorrow.
You won't see anything on my Twitter profile tomorrow.
Give me a score prediction.
4-0.
4-0, yeah, a few people have said that. I don't think it'll be that big, but...
I'll go 3-0.
Three. See you in a bit, boys. Vinny, how are you?
Yes, fine, mate. How are you?
Good. It was a long trip, wasn't it?
Very, very long.
Are you looking forward to seeing Sanchez make his debut?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Over the moon. Hopefully, he'll start. And
He is starting,
yeah. Definitely. Yeah, hopefully... put a good performance in for the Reds, like I'm sure he will do. Love the FA Cup, been brought up on the FA Cup, special moments.
It matters a lot to United, doesn't it, the FA Cup, but I've always had a proper thing for it. Most of my best ever United memories end up being FA Cups.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, no question about it. The FA Cup has always been something special to Manchester United Football Club. And if you don't understand that, you're not a United fan.
All right, Ryan.
Look at this OAP here, the fat
you?
Gun.
You all right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, good.
Can't wait to see Alexis Sanchez, mate, rip it up. You fucking OAP cunt.
State of him.
OAP.
What have you done to him?
I don't know. He's ginger, isn't he, and fat. What more can I do to him?
He's not got a lot going for him, I'll give you that.
I can't do any more for him, Steve, can I?
It's been a good week for United, hasn't it?
All right, Sanchez, top signing, mate. You can't say any more than that, can you? Yeah. I mean...
the manager signing a new deal is the big one for me.
Forget all this about City after him and all that. Just look at the player. What a signing he'll be for us. He's going to be mint.
Yeah. Where do you see him fitting in?
Probably out wide, to be honest with you.
So where Matt has been?
Well, maybe Rashford, Martial, down that side. It's a squad game now, isn't it? So you need three or four players that can play down there. Feeding Lukaku. Once you feed Lukaku, he'll score goals for us.
Sorry, give us a score.
6-0.
Someone else has said that.
Sanchez hat-trick.
Right. Sky Bet are waiting to get back to me, but they're not there.
Oh, yeah, they've done this request a bet thing, haven't they? Yeah, a lot of optimism around, as you can see. Pretty clear that everyone's had a bit of a slog down here, but most people are here now. People are looking to a traditional good old cup tie in a rickety old ground. It's going to be a full house, whatever that is here. A lot of optimism around, managed to sign a new deal, a new addition to the squad, which you don't tend to see too often when it comes to United. So everybody's pretty pleased with that. Everybody's expecting, by and large, a comfortable United win tonight, but you know, it has got elements of banana skin over it, but United really shouldn't be getting out of here with anything other than a win, and it'll be particularly disappointing if United don't, and I'll be absolutely livid if we get a situation where we have to go and stand outside selling fanzines at Old Trafford in 10 or 11 days time or whenever that'll be. So hopefully we'll get out of here unscathed, and we'll have a win, and we'll be in the draw for the next round. We'll be back after the game. Cheers. Full time in Yeovil, 4-0 for United.
What's that doing interviews? Is that in the background?
Are you having a go?
Let that fucking...
Oh, is it Oasis?
Yes, he messed it again.
Oasis.
Shut up, you knobs. 4-0 here in Yeovil. Apart from from 15 minutes of the start, United were never in any kind of trouble, and it was a comfortable win and a good performance. It looked like they all enjoyed it.
We're not going home.
How are you, mate?
Off to Cheltenham, my friend.
Are you going straight from here? Well, yeah, makes sense. Do you know what? That crossed my mind.
Days Hotel on motorway than Cheltenham.
It crossed my mind doing that, actually.
Back of a weekend.
It was all right, wasn't it?
In the end, yeah. They tried to kick him, didn't they? But I think that's Sanchez now.
He's what United like, just a bit of creativity.
His movement was superb. Getting playing with Pogba, Lukaku, Martial. I think there was some damage caused there.
Yeah, big time. How are you, Jim?
Hey, mate.
You all right?
Nice to see
you. You all right? It's Jim White from Rights for United We Stand, and some other publications aren't quite up to our standard. Who else can I grab here? Good luck tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah,
take it easy, mate. Martin.
Hi, mate. Yeah, it was alright, wasn't it? Yeah.
Couple of good bit of pyro as well.
Yeah, it's always good. Do you know what though, with games like that, I hate playing against tricky fucking League Two sides. In and out, I prefer that. Get the game done and get out. Which we've done, to be fair, haven't we?
Yeah. Our coaches are this way.
All the coaches are there, whatever you've come on.
How are you, Sam? Alright. Did you enjoy that? Hi, podcast.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
Good evening.
You enjoy that?
Yeah, not too bad. A bit cold, no atmosphere like that.
How many times have you been here?
Only twice.
You just saw Yarrick,
the same time. Never had a reason to come before.
You happy with Sanchez?
Yeah, they kicked him a bit, but yeah, he's going to take time to settle, isn't it? Basically, we started off too slow. I think it's just one of those typical Friday night games, wasn't it? We knew we was going to get through tonight.
It's going to be a typical Friday journey home and all,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah,
see you in a bit, mate, yeah? All right, mate. I think Sanchez got man of the match, so it looks as if whoever voted for that, guessing it was in the telly, I'm guessing he stood out from a performance point of view. Right, it's going to be an absolute murder getting away from here. I think it was three smoke bombs or flares or whatever you want to call them on the pitch, so obviously United will be getting, I would imagine, called in over that one. Jim, you alright?
Not bad.
Enjoy that?
Yeah, I did.
Herrera scoring must have got on your nerves a bit.
No, I thought he played half decent today for a change. I'll tell you what, Sanchez looked absolute quality.
Only just.
Absolute quality. I was.
You'll get the typical, it was only fucking Yeovil and all this kind of stuff, but that was, you know.
Yeah, the way he controls the ball and his vision, he was tremendous. Yeah, yeah. I also looked at the young lad that came on at the end.
With Gomez?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. He might be a player.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Bit of a short arse, though, isn't he? I was surprised how small Sanchez is, actually, even though I have seen
him. Yeah, he's tiny.
Yeah. Might be the kit, it might make him look
especially
small.
When he stood next to big Rob. Is that the little fucking large show?
Yeah. You could fire him out of a cannon, couldn't you? Yeah, well, that reminds me of another story, but I'll save that for another day, I think. I was going to come and catch. There's Johnny. Johnny, podcast, you all right, mate?
All right, mate. All
good
right,
day,
mate.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, played well.
He's obsessed with Jesse Lingard, that fella.
Played really well.
Yeah, enjoyed it. It was a disciplined one.
Yeah, referee was a bit poor, I thought, you know, letting a few things go.
Well, he did try to beat Sanchez, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. They were leaving the foot in a few times.
Yeah, yeah.
Just going to get a few injuries, you know.
Yeah. Have you got down here?
Bostonian.
You on that, are you?
Yeah.
Was it a tough journey?
Yeah, we went to we stopped off at Tartan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Had a drink there. But it wasn't too bad.
Well, we were meant to stop, but
yeah,
we got delayed, so yeah. Shite, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, mate. Take it easy. Okay. Safe trip, mate. Yeah, ta-da. Right. Where is everyone? Podcast. You all right?
Hi, Steve. Yeah, you all right?
On. Yeah, did you enjoy that?
Yeah, so I enjoyed the result, yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I thought it was a good performance. I enjoyed it.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, it looked like the team enjoyed it. You're a big fan of our new signing?
Do you know what? He did really well.
Class,
he did. Yeah, the balls he was putting
24
through.
24 carat, innit? Yeah. 24 carat.
He's just pure good, innit?
He's not had through since God knows who.
He suits the number 7. The number 7 shirt's made for that man,
yeah,
without a doubt.
Well, he's definitely going to... Who had it before him? Depay? So, did he have it?
Yeah.
And then didn't Valencia have it for a bit and he sacked it?
Yeah, he sacked it, didn't he?
And fucking Michael Owen had it. Yeah.
Well,
he did score the last
Well, exactly, against the bitters. That'll do, won't it?
Yeah, yeah. Hey? Totally. Yeah.
It's a legend with a small L.
Yeah, absolutely. Decent result, wasn't it? And a good performance. And we came in,
did what we had to do,
yeah,
didn't we?
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, good. It sounded like it was a weird atmosphere, wasn't it? Because there was no roof on our end, so no one could hear shit.
I don't know if anyone.
A couple of good smoke bombs, though, they were all right.
Was there enough? Was there? That's all that matters, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think everyone's absolutely wrecked, judging by the state of some of the people I've seen.
We might be on the way home.
If we get home.
Did Tartan sure stopped in Tartan and had a bit of a.
Oh, you another one who was in. You had any mad ciders?
No, not at all. Don't drink the stuff.
Yeah.
Don't drink cider. You know what parties if there's nothing left? You know, you could be in the kitchen going, that'll do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not nice, is it? I used to drink. I'd drink toilet duck now before I took cider. Safe trip home, yeah? Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, mate. Weren't quite as close as I thought it was going to be. No, but I did well, yeah.
There was quite a few boisterous results, but they just ran out of steam in the end, didn't they?
Yeah. They put so much into it, so you're not just picking them off in the end, weren't they?
Yeah.
Probably a couple more as well. Sanchez, outstanding, I thought. Looked sharp.
Good.
Yeah. Looked the part.
People will give it the old, it was on the oval, blah, 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 but you can just tell he uses proper quality, done. He's what we've been missing.
Yeah, right. It was a difficult pitch as well. It was bubbling everywhere, and I just thought he looked really sharp, direct, everything that we're looking for, so
looks
it's going
like,
to be a massive
Looks like we've got someone who can take a fucking corner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a waste of money as well, hey?
What a waste of absolutely no money.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, pass.
All right, mate.
Takes a challenge well, though, don't he?
Yeah, they tried to put
kicked it in, didn't they?
Yeah.
Three or four times.
Well, he did a good in himself, though. He stamped on someone, didn't he, which was good.
Wasn't that when he got...
Yeah.
When,
yeah,
you know, ref never seen it.
Yeah.
All that. But yeah, good second half, anyway.
Yeah,
good second half.
Yeah. Right, mate. So right. What time do you reckon we'll get home? It's got four something in it.
Well, fucking hell. Half, three, four, five. Can't be as fucking bad, can it, getting down?
Yeah. Got Danny Moore in the coach there.
Fucking right, mate.
Absolute nuisance there on the Mostonian.
The microphone.
How are you, you pest?
Oh, fuck me. I've only just had the bus in the compound surrounded by a tactical aid unit.
Yeah.
Because apparently we weren't allowed on the bus, but I was all right, because I'm the co-driver.
Well, I noticed you there with the microphone on your bus. That's not a good sign.
Well, it never is it? Yeah, yeah. But we got escorted back in.
No,
this
right.
was all during the match, but just before half time.
Why does trouble follow you everywhere?
It doesn't. I follow that.
good lad in, but he's an absolute pest. I'll grab Blackie in a bit. Who else can I grab? You alright?
Jesse Messer!
Shut up. It is, yeah. Graham.
Job done, mate. It's about the best you say with that one, isn't it? Job done, professional. Give a couple of chances that we probably shouldn't have given away, but after that, I thought it was just job well done.
Yeah, I thought it was all right. Enjoyed it. You all right, Ian?
All right, mate.
How are you doing? All right. How's Lennox?
He's all right, mate. He's all right.
The tortoise.
Yeah, he's been watching it. Been watching it on Match of the Day tonight. Yeah, he's all right.
Why did you call him Lennox?
After Lennox Lewis.
No, okay, just checking.
He's an hard little bastard, you know what I mean? Yeah.
How old is he?
Three.
Three. And how old will he get? How long did he live till? He'll probably outlive you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, without a doubt, mate, yeah. if you lose to a bucky five, he'll outlive
me. Well, if you eat any more of that shit you were eating in fucking Thailand.
Yeah, it's all right. It's good for you, mate. Plenty of vitamins.
What was it?
Cricket, slugs, bugs.
You were, mate.
Ah, yeah, so, yeah.
You showed me a picture of... Was it on crickets on garlic bread or something?
Garlic bread and pork loin. Pork loin cricket sandwiches. Yeah, very nice, very nice.
Why?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Putting milk on my cornflakes because you don't like milk.
Yeah, I don't like milk.
That is a bit weird.
Yeah, milk's fucking horrible. Milk's horrible.
You don't like milk?
Milk is hanging. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What? So what did it? Was it nice?
Yeah, like bacon fries, like bacon fries.
But well, couldn't you just have a bag of Frazzles instead, though?
You can't get them over in Thailand. You can't get them in Thailand, mate. No, no.
Fucking hell. Did you have a game?
Yeah, it was all right. I saw that's a right load of knobs, though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
There was a couple of nuisances stood near you.
Yeah. Well, there's one sat behind me as well now.
I apologise for that. You should have a chat with Jerry about Brad. Used to have a tortoise. He painted his name on the shell in case it got off.
What's up, right?
Seriously, ask him. He painted the tortoise's name on the shell in case it got out. And I mean, I don't know how far he thinks these things can get, but seriously, ask him.
Yeah.
Honestly, God.
Fucking darling.
I know. Yeah, he's mad, isn't he? Enjoy the game.
Yeah, it was all right, wasn't it? Yeah. You know, did what we had to do, really. 4-0. Good result. Yeah.
When's the draw? Monday?
Yeah. Well, United sent the email around about 10 past 4 today, about the fifth round, didn't they? And it mentioned it now. It's 20 past 7 to draw, so...
An absolute disgrace that they can send that email when we've not even won. Disgrace.
I think it did say... Should we get through?
Have a bit of respect for the other team. We all knew we were gonna win, but that's just taking the piss.
Yeah, you gotta pay Sanchez's £1 million a week wages.
Have a bit of respect for the other team. The shit you were spouting in that ground. Honest to God. Mackie, all right?
All right, mate. Yeah.
Yeah. Good to enjoy it.
Not really, no.
It was cold, wasn't it?
It was freezing, yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was a bit of a competitive training session, really, in the end. But no, it good. Yeah, I was a bit gutted Gomez got me. He was brilliant when he come on.
He had a good 4 minutes, I thought.
Oh, well, exactly, yeah. I wish he got a bit longer. But no, it was good. Sanchez looked pretty neat, didn't he? And,
more than neat.
You can tell he's going to fucking give us another dimension. Like, he just looks a class of the part, some of the things he did. And our decision-making in general has been pretty poor in the last third. But no, it was good night. It was good fun. four goals again. Played well. It's just to take me about an hour now to get warm.
Were you stood up or sat down?
No, we're on the seats on the side, so we're in the standing in seating area. Yeah, but watch. I was just gutted it didn't rain.
What? Because I was stood there without rain.
Yeah. Discussed that. We all discussed how we wanted it to rain.
Yeah, oh, kind of. It's become a bit of a thing now. People wanting it to rain in my life. You know what I mean? So, Sam sort of knockers. That's a waste of a back seat. That.
Yeah,
indeed.
No one's looking away from the pitch.
Were you
facing the pitch?
You overworked. They bothered us for what, about 10-15 minutes? Had a couple of chances.
Yeah, if that. They never really threw anything forward. You could tell very early on there was a huge gulf in Claff. It wasn't even one of them where you were worried about a replay. It was going to be a stroll. And I knew the goals would come. I'm surprised they come as late as they did. I thought 1 point would really, we might score five or six and really run away from them. But I think they'd have probably took 4-0 the way they played. It just seemed.
Do you know what was noticeable to me? And it was like, there's proper good spirit in that team, isn't
there? There is. There just seems to be. We spoke a lot before Christmas about Mourinho kind of enjoying himself. Just seems to be a bit of a turn of the corner. Yeah, he's, you know, it's some of his press conferences, his manner on the touchline. I thought, I can't remember what game it was. It's a fairly bland game at home, and he come off and he was like wafting his scarf to the Stretford end, and he acknowledged us at Burnley coming off a lot. And it, you know, there just seems to be, everyone seems to be enjoying themselves. Seems to be a bit of a corner turned, and rightly so, because we're not having a brilliant season, but we're having a good season. We're having a better season than anyone else who aren't City at the minute.
Totally.
And it's about time we recognised it and said, yeah, it's not perfect. It's getting better. It's a lot better than it has been. We should fucking enjoy it.
Rick, you got any ideas for the next cover of the mag?
I don't know. Maybe Alexis Sanchez, Easter Island head.
Good shout, yeah. Yeah, I like that. Did you enjoy the game?
Do you know what? First half was dreadful. The highlight was finding out that Arhar are playing here in the summer.
Is that right?
Yeah, they are. Which is quite exciting, and Steps, but that's not as exciting. Anyway,
who's headlining?
Arhar, and then Steps to do it. Basically, Arhar supported by the Thompson twins, and then Steps are supported by Aqua and someone else.
Sounds great.
Yeah, that was the highlight of the first half. And now, anyway, so
I'd probably, if I had a choice, I'd probably go to that cinema that you went to with your ex.
Hello, yeah. I enjoyed the second half. Do you know what? It's just seeing A, how professional it was. It's good to see that. Two, how good the squad actually is, because that was the right scratch team. Me and you were laughing about it. But then Gomez did look superb, and Sanchez, you can just see his class, can't you? You can literally see his class, and just the things he was trying, he just glides past players. But our small time booing him just because he's signed.
Anyway.
And what a waste of money. It was a swap deal.
That's what you're getting.
What a waste of Mkhitaryan. They should have chanted or something like that.
Tell the notice, mate. It's only names. It's only words.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Dad. It's the curry for this.
All right. Anyway, United have won, which is great. Into the next round. Hopefully, we'll get a decent away game somewhere. Maybe, hopefully, not on a Friday night. But if we are. I'm just walking past pictures of Lennox the tortoise. What? Is that him?
That's him.
He's fucking massive.
No, he's not, mate.
You can't call a tortoise that. Go on, Mott.
Lennox
Yeah. He's a big lad, isn't he?
Well, yeah. I've never looked underneath, but.
I bet you have. Right, I'm going to call this a day. I've always thought once you've run out of things to say in football and you start talking about pets, so it's probably time I call it a day. Next podcast, it'll be at the probably Spurs game.
Right, I'm weighing in.
Next podcast will be on Wednesday night at Tottenham at Wembley, so we'll be back then. Until then, cheers.
Thanks for listening to the latest United We Stand podcast, brought to you by Red Army Bet. We offer the best available odds on a United win, as well as a host of special bets created by Reds. With half our net profits being donated to United supporters groups, Red Army Bet is about fans, by fans, for fans. Check out our website, redarmybet.com, or download the app. Red Army Bet, we all follow United.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn,
and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.